Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live and on location here today at Crazy Carl's Pizza. It was kind of cool earlier. We had, of course, the Isaiah Stevens show on, and CBS4 came out here. They've been interviewing him throughout the last couple of days, throughout the last couple of weeks, and they wanted to come film some portions of the show, so it was exciting to get him out here today and be at Crazy Carl's Pizza. I got 2 hours countdown here. We're going to have a great show, but I'm ready to eat some pizza, man. I mean, my guy Ivy here, he's eating fantastic looking food right in front of me, and it looks fantastic, man. I'm ready for that. So, Angel, I'm sorry, man. Maybe I'll bring you some. I'll save you for Monday. Let's get to the lunch rush. Top stories trending nationally. So the Ravens, they're kind of going all in on this idea, Angel. They push back on the narrative that Lamar Jackson's future in Baltimore is uncertain. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta did say on Thursday, "I truly believe Lamar wants to finish his career in Baltimore." He said during a 45-minute end-of-season news conference, he said he spoke with Jackson on Thursday and began the media session by saying he was excited to restart contract negotiations with the quarterback. That's going to be interesting, man. I don't know. I feel like the way Harbaugh came out was talking about this a little more yesterday, and now you have the general manager saying this could be a possibility. We might still see Lamar Jackson in a Baltimore Ravens uniform. Did the Broncos dodge a bullet with Jim Harbaugh staying with Michigan? They've still got this investigation going on, Michigan's NCAA infractions case projects, a prolonged path to resolution after football coach Jim Harbaugh. He refused during multiple meetings with the NCAA this week to acknowledge that he had lied to NCAA investigators, a source confirmed to ESPN on Thursday. During an attempt to expedite the case and achieve a negotiated resolution, Harbaugh refused to acknowledge that he had lied to NCAA investigators. Source confirmed he had maintained that he doesn't remember the incident in question, which has led to the standstill. That was, of course, what they were talking about with talking to players during the COVID season, COVID year, when they weren't supposed to be discussing anything with players. He's kind of denying all of that. So, and then the other thing I saw with Harbaugh was that I had heard, Angel, that he wanted to keep talking with the Broncos, but the Broncos said, no, we're going to go through our interview process, and then we'll figure out who's getting the second rounds. So he didn't want to wait, and that's part of why he just said, heck with it. I'll go back to Michigan then. How about that, dude? Did the Broncos, Angel, do you think the Broncos dodged a bullet by the more we're hearing about Harbaugh, by not having this guy as the next head coach?
It's certainly interesting. I'm just finding out that from what you told me. But do you think Harbaugh maybe was thinking, it's probably better that I don't go to Denver. I'll just go back to Michigan.
Yeah, I think so. I think he was basically like, you know what? I'm Harbaugh. I'm Jim Harbaugh. I don't need to go through this whole thing.
Is that a slight on the Broncos?
Maybe. I mean, is it? What I had heard is that the Broncos essentially, I think our boy Zach Stevens tweeted it out, is that basically, you know, the Broncos said, no, we want to do a second round of interviews with everybody, but we're going to go through our first process here and just do our first round, and then we'll come back and figure out who's going to be in the second round. And I think Harbaugh wanted more answers. I think he wanted to know, am I coming back for a second one? Am I leading in the clubhouse here? And I don't know. To me, it's more of a bad look on Harbaugh. But, you know, we'll see. Leaning more and more like Sean Payton might be the guy, Angel. It's sure seeming like that. I'm not crazy about it. You know my thoughts on it, but we'll see. Deion Sanders. I was going to ask the poll question today. What are your expectations for the Colorado Buffaloes next season? They landed Kermani McLean as a top cornerback. Flips to the University of Colorado from Miami on Thursday. So that's his first five-star guy as a Buffaloes coach so far. McLean was listed in ESPN's number four prospect. Number four overall, I should say. He's the highest-ranked recruit Colorado has brought in since ESPN began ranking players back in 2006. So, Angel, you're a big college football guy. I am too, but I know you're a diehard college football guy. You're hearing all this stuff about primetime and about Deion Sanders and all the recruits he's bringing in and such. What are your expectations for this team next year? A bowl game? Compete in the Pac-12? Actually be, maybe in the top tier of the Pac-12 teams? A ranked team? Top 16? Flirt with those playoffs? What do you think, man? What are your expectations? Just kind of seeing this team and the way Deion Sanders is loading up.
So there's just so much hype right now around CU and Coach Sanders and all these players that he's getting in and the culture he's starting to create there in Boulder. And it is exciting. I would be, you know, anybody could look at this and say it's exciting. But I'm also skeptical because there was so much hype about, you know, I know they're different, but the Broncos last year, and there was so much hype about the offseason additions and we're moving in a different direction and all of this stuff. And it kind of just fell apart in the middle of it. And I'm concerned if, you know, you have all this talent, you have the name and the recognition of CU and primetime, but can you actually coach these kids? Are these kids coming to see you for prime, or are they coming to better themselves as players, as men, and get themselves in a position to be in the NFL? So my concerns are just, what's this scheme going to look like, and what is this actually going to look like when we get to September?
I know. That's the thing. Can you coach? I mean, you're getting the names. You're getting the recruits. Can it all work together? And listen, his track record, he could coach at that level. Can they do it at this level? It's much different. You know, the Pac-12 is not, you know, it hasn't been the strongest over, you know, recent years, but still the pressure's on because of everything that's going into this with the way Coach Prime is talking about his team. You're seeing the Bristers, you know, yell at the team during team meetings and all that stuff's coming out. You're filming everything you do. So it's only a matter of time until, you know, you start looking at this thing. Okay, there is perhaps unrealistic pressure that you're putting on this coaching staff and this team. And I know these players know what they're signing up for, but do they? Do they know that they're going to be filmed getting yelled at in meetings and probably yelled at in practice, and that's going to be all a part of this documentary that's coming out that we're following Primetime's journey at the top in the, you know, as far as a top-notch conference and everything. Like, you can say that as a recruit and say, "Okay, Deion Sanders is Primetime. He's going to, you know, they're going to film everything. They're going to, you know, we're going to highlight things." But I think once you get in it, it might be a little bit of a different story. But I guess we'll see. First Advantage text line, 888-530. He said, Chris says, "Brady, since you're in Fort Collins today, please, no Coach Sanders, not Prime, accolades. Save them for Nebraska week." I was going to ask a Primetime question today, and I figured, you know what, since I'm going into Crazy Carl's Pizza, and this is CSU territory, we're not going to make this show much about the University of Colorado. So we'll move on from that one. But it is still, it's a big get for the University of Colorado. How about this one, Angel? A little basketball action for you. Cam Shelton last night banked in a go-ahead runner. 13 seconds left. Loyola Marymount snapped number 6's Gonzaga's, 76 home winning streak. They won 68-67. Absolute phenomenal. College basketball is just, this is the time of the year. Just absolutely love it. And here we go. Already seeing some of those upsets take hold. So crazy. There it is. That's the Lunch Rush. Top stories trending nationally in the NFL. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Again, we're live and on location out here at Crazy Carl's Pizza. They're big time sponsors of all we do with Colorado State Rams players, these NIL deals that we do, getting these kids their own radio show, getting chances to really hear from some of the stars that make Colorado State roll, guys like Isaiah Stevens, guys like Clay Millen, quarterback for the Rams. I think next year is going to be a big year for him, but we do appreciate everything that Crazy Carl's does to make this thing rock, and they're so much fun. I think it gives our listeners a completely different perspective as far as the players talking, not really in an interview setting, but more of a casual environment, you know, on the radio shows and stuff. So we're out here at Crazy Carl's Pizza. I'm out here till 2 o'clock, so stop on by, grab yourself some pizza, and hang out for a while. This is the place, man. I'm telling you, in Fort Collins. Come out here tomorrow. Make your plans to come watch some playoff football out here. TVs are surrounding you, and all the action will get going at 2:30 tomorrow as the Jacksonville Jaguars take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Angel, what's the record show right now, man? You and I are going up against each other in our picks. I struggled. I should have had the Chargers game, but that was an epic collapse, one of the most epic collapses of all time. So what's the record show at this point? You and I are picking against the spreads and such, so it's not just a winning pick 'em. We actually have to pick the covers and everything. So what are we looking at?
So after the wild card, you are at 2-4. I am at 3-3, and I'm just looking at the spreads already. I like them a lot more than last week because it feels like we're going to have a definitive winner or loser this time.
I have to get after it, though, Angel. I got to make up some ground here. So I got to try not to pick a lot of the same things that you're doing, because I got to make up some big time ground. I have a few games. I mean, this is the big weekend to do that, because then as we get closer to the, of course, the AFC and NFC championship, less opportunity. So I it's a big weekend for me. The pressure's on.
Absolutely. And we have some great games coming up. You keep mentioning the Jaguars and the Chiefs, Giants, Eagles, Bengals, Buffs, and then Cowboys, Niners to wrap it all up on Sunday.
We'll have the picks coming up in the final hour, probably around 1:45 or so. We'll get the picks in, and we'll see if I can make up some ground here. Our poll question today, we're talking a little bit about Isaiah Stevens, since we are so close to him breaking the all-time assist record for the Colorado State Rams. He's two away. Should have that, you know, probably by what, that game's at 2 o'clock tomorrow. He'll probably have that by like 2:08, 2:09 maybe. That's the exact time frame that we'll give him. He'll break the record, 2:09. That's my prediction.
Cartier.
As the guy Ivy said. But it's a special deal. And he's one of these really unique players, man. And he continues to do things the right way. He's an amazing individual, and I think he's going to get that one. But just talking about team players and, you know, more looking at this Nuggets team, and it's just, it continues to baffle my mind, Angel, that that Joker is as good as he is. I mean, every single night now there's something unique. You know, the triple-double watches with him. You know, he's moving up. He may. You talked about it yesterday. He may move up and pass LeBron James this year. He's going to have to get it cooking. He's kind of got to get out of that Sombor double situation. He's got to get to, or was it Sombor double or Serbian double? I can't remember. What's the nickname for it?
Sombor,
okay. But you're thinking he might get hot here and he could break it. What does he need, 15 more triple-doubles to break LeBron's, assuming LeBron doesn't get any more this year?
Yep, so if LeBron didn't get any more triple-doubles, Jokic would need 15 to tie him and then 16, of course, to pass him. But on your point with Jokic, it's just be so appreciative of this talent that we get to watch right now in Denver and in the NBA across it, just because he is so unique and we've never seen anything like this before. So we're always wondering, what's the next description of Jokic? What's the next adjective we can throw out about him?
Yeah, I mean, you run out of words, man. You just run out of words. He's going to continue to pass up all of these guys. He's going to continue doing that. I mean, it's going to take a few years, but he should pass Dan Issel's point record for the Nuggets too. He's going to put himself in the GOAT conversation. I mean, he really is. I know it's really crazy to think that Nikola Jokic could be in the same world, the same category as Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. But, dude, I mean, we're starting to get there. And if you can add a third MVP to that and then a championship, you're at least touching that conversation, which seemed absolutely ludicrous 2 years ago even. I think that he's going to be in the conversation now as one of the GOATs. I mean, you're going to start putting Nikola Jokic up there. I saw George Karl's tweet last night. Let me see if I can find this, because it's a really good tweet from the old Nuggets coach. Yeah, here it is. George Karl said it. Hoops community, this is what basketball greatness can look like. You may not have expected it. You may not even understand it. But it's here, and it'll only be around for a few more years. And then it will likely be gone and rarely heard from again. So enjoy and learn. And he just has a picture of the Joker shooting a basketball. And he's right, Angel. I mean, we talk about greatness and wanting to be able to witness those guys. Like you're what, a 25, 26-year-old. You probably wish, you know, that you could have experienced Michael Jordan. I mean, I got to see Michael Jordan, but I was like 10. I didn't really quite understand the greatness that I was seeing with him. But don't you look at those guys sometimes and go, man, what would it have been like to watch Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, those guys? And you're getting it. You got one right here that's doing – you're putting on great performances night in, night out. It's truly special, man.
No, absolutely. I'll ask my dad about it all the time. Like, what was 80s, 90s basketball like? And he'll tell me about that. And we'll talk a little bit about Kobe. I mean, I didn't get into basketball until maybe around 2010, so right around the peak of LeBron. But the greatness that Jokic is, it's incredible to watch. And I thought it was so cool. I saw an NBA post this morning on Facebook, the top, like, 20 selling jerseys. And it's like all of these players, and Jokic isn't even in the top 20. So, like, we need to get more people to recognize the greatness of Nikola Jokic.
It's just funny how it's gone. You know, 2 years ago, the idea that he was an MVP baffled people. They were like, no, that guy, he's not an MVP. Then the idea that he could be the Denver GOAT over John Elway. No, no way. There's too many greats. He's not even there. Even before that, the idea that he's the best Nugget of all time. 2 years ago, dude, I'm telling you, 2 years ago, I had Denver media guys coming at me saying, you're crazy. You're not a gotcha radio guy. Don't be predicting that stuff yet. But I knew it right then, man. I mean, you could see how this guy was playing. So the idea that he was going to be the best Nugget of all time was crazy to people. He's the best Nugget of all time already. The idea that he would be an MVP was crazy to national media. Well, he's a two-time MVP. He's, you know, 50% of the way done with the season, and he's probably the front runner there, so maybe three-time MVP. It was crazy that, you know, I said in Denver that Nikola Jokic would be the greatest Colorado athlete ever. That was crazy. Well, he's on his way. Win a title. He needs two titles to tie what John Elway did. I can't remember how many MVPs Elway had. At least one. But I think Joker's already passed that. And now the idea is crazy, but could Nikola Jokic be a top five, one of the greatest players that ever existed? That's a possibility. All right, we'll take a short break. The Nugs are back at it tonight against the Indiana Pacers. Let's see if they can go for number 9 in a row tonight as well. So we'll look forward to that one. All right, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are live and on location at Crazy Carl's Pizza. Don't go anywhere. Or if you do, come out here to Crazy Carl's Pizza and grab some pizza with me. I'll be eating around 2 o'clock, so I'm very much looking forward. I'm counting down the minutes. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. 26 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, perfect opportunity for you guys to get out here to Crazy Carl's Pizza. I'll be live until 2 o'clock today, but this pizza is it's ridiculous. It's starting to smell really good. More people are filing in and ordering pizza, making me very sad. But soon, it's coming, an hour and a half away from lunchtime. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Okay, my guy Steve Ivey, he was out here earlier. He shared this, Angel, and I don't know how true this is, but we were talking about the Brewster guy, right? The Brewster, the one of the assistant coaches for CU, and that whole video of him saying stand up, sit down, all that stuff. So this guy named Chad Hartman. Chad Hartman has his own show, the Chad Hartman Show. He has a podcast. And I'm just trying to see if this is legitimate, because he tweeted this out about the Brewster thing. And he said, since Brewster said, ask Antonio Gates to, that's what Brewster said to Danny Cannell. Danny Cannell, of course, well-known broadcaster guy, played in the NFL, played for the Broncos. He came out and basically said, this is why college coaches don't succeed at the NFL level. Doug Gottlieb retweeted that and said, does it even work at the college level? Well, Brewster fired back and said, I don't know, I was very successful. Basically, I'm summarizing, but saying I was successful in the NFL, just ask Antonio Gates. Obviously one of the greatest tight ends of all time. Chad Hartman of this show said, since Brewster said, ask Antonio Gates, share this story. After Brewster was hired, a representative from the U reached out to Gates, asking about Brewster, looking for a positive comment. Gates refused and said he wanted nothing to do with Brewster. I don't know if that's true. The guy has 9,000 or 900 followers. Maybe it is, maybe not. But I'm not sure. I don't know. That's a weird deal. Angel, I've been thinking about that more and more. I did say I kind of got goosebumps when I heard it again on the show. But I think that was more of like the cinematic fan in me. You know, like I'm just picturing Remember the Titans and all these great sports movies. The more I think about it, the more I don't think I'm in on it. I mean, you ran track. You played sports in high school. You had coaches. Can you imagine? And okay, you're 10 years younger than me or so. So we had, you know, grew up in somewhat different eras, a little bit. And I was yelled at pretty good. I had a basketball coach that could get in your face and rip you to shreds. But never in a million years was it, do what I tell you exactly when I tell you. Did you ever have a coach like that at the high school level, Angel? And if you didn't, how do you think you'd respond to a guy like that?
Yeah, I never really had a coach like that would get up and scream at us like that. I had definitely had tough coaches that were hard on me and would, you know, pull you aside to give you a stern talking to or something, or just to get your head right. And you know, I minored in coaching in school, so I've learned about, you know, different philosophies and methods. And, you know, we've noticed that transition from the yelling, screaming coach to the more player-centric coach that's not necessarily quiet, but more focused on how his players are feeling and stuff like that. And then with the CU video, you know, we talk about they're filming everything that they're doing. It's on all over social media. How much of that is real? Is that just, oh, I'm going to scream and yell at my kids for a video, and then afterwards we're just going to be calm about it? Or, you know, is this legit how they're running things at CU?
That's a good point. I mean, how much of this is, okay, the cameras are on, I'm going to bust through these doors and I'm going to yell at everybody and I'm going to get into full-on military mode and stand up and sit your blank down and we coming. And listen, the marketing aspect of that, the hashtag we coming, I mean, is brilliant. It's all, I mean, the social media thing is brilliant. Steve Ivey was in here, my friend from Ram Nation, and he's like, this is a social experiment going on in Boulder. And it really is. I mean, we've never seen anything like this. Angel, you are a fan of one of the most successful college football teams in history, one of the most successful college football coaches in history. But we have never seen anything like what we're seeing with Deion Sanders. I mean,
no, and even the greatest coach, Nick Saban, he will, you know, he'll yell at his players and get onto them and stuff like that. But it's normally just in an educational sense. He'll yell at his coaches more than he will yell at his players. And, you know, some players can respond to that, and they do respond to being, you know, being hard on them and being coached hard. But other kids, and with the way society in this generation is, they may not take to it as quickly. That doesn't mean it can't be effective, but some kids may not just respond to it in the right way.
Yeah, I just wonder how they will ultimately respond to it. And again, if you're being recruited and you're a stud and you get the call from Primetime or his assistant that basically says, we coming, are you in? And like, you followed this guy and you know all about Primetime, you're going to be giddy by that. You're going to absolutely go, holy crap, Primetime wants me in Colorado to change up, to do great things, and, you know, be a part of history here. Oh, yeah, but did you know they're going to film everything? And did you see that video with Brewster? They're going to, you know, they're going to ride your butt, man. They're going to rip you out. They're going to embarrass you probably on TV if you screw up. Yeah, that's fine. I'm in. You know what? This is a chance of history. Then I just think once you get there, you know, I think things change. I just wonder, you know, oh, this is actually what it is. He is actually ripping us to shreds. He's embarrassing us. I mean, what's going to happen, man, when they start filming practice?
And well, I mean, I wonder, you know, it's so social media driven and it's about attracting this new generation of athletes and it's working. But how many of these athletes are just, I'm going to go to CU because it's the trendy pick right now? You know, there's not a lot of, you know, what is Deion going to be doing? What is this scheme going to look like? What is this team's culture going to be outside of the social media stuff? If they're, you know, 0-3 or 1-2 to start, does the camera stop filming?
Yeah, probably. Or maybe they film the fiasco, but eventually that gets uncomfortable. Joel Klatt, Angel, said when this hire first happened, and I wanted to get your take on this because, again, you being a Bama fan and following so much around that program, Joel Klatt said when it first happened that CU was the most relevant team in all of college football. Now, he didn't say the best. He didn't say, you know, the odds-on favorite to do something big. He said relevant, meaning we're talking about them more than anybody. Is that true? Is Colorado the most talked-about college football team? Here we are on January 20th. Is Colorado now the most talked-about college football team in all of the country?
I think they are. You can just go to ESPN's Twitter and scroll down the last 20 posts. I guarantee three of them are going to be about CU, maybe even more. And they're setting themselves up to be the talk of the offseason. You know, we'll talk about, can Alabama get back? Can Georgia maintain their dominance? Can, you know, XYZ school do it? But all the focus is going to be, can Deion Sanders figure it out in CU? He's got these players. He's got all the talent. He's got the five stars, the Lamborghinis, and all the uniform stuff. It's all just excitement and hype. But is it going to really pay off when we get to September?
Yeah, that's the big deal. I mean, they're putting an enormous amount of pressure on themselves. I've never really heard coaches, whether NFL guys or top-level head coaches in college football and basketball, I've never heard them talk like this. I've never heard them talk like Deion Sanders. You know, the we coming, and we're going to change things. And we're not in this for a rebuild. We expect to win now. We expect to win next year. Yeah, you do hear NFL coaches sometimes and general managers. John Elway was famous for saying that. You know, we're in the now. We expect to win right now. But you've never heard it quite the way we're hearing it with Deion Sanders. You've never heard a guy getting filmed doing it, saying, we coming. We're changing things. We're doing it right now. So, yeah, Steve was 100% right when he said this is a social experiment. We've never seen anything like it. It is so unique. I'm just curious, like, what if they do just win three games? Would be an improvement from last year, but talk about a mega letdown. This is like Nathaniel Hackett, Russell Wilson joining forces 2.0. Our expectations when Nathaniel Hackett was hired for the Broncos were nothing, man. I mean, it was hopefully we can win more games than Denver did last year. Hopefully they can start developing a quarterback, whether that's Drew Lock or it's another guy coming in. And then Russell Wilson was brought in. Our expectations were, okay, it's playoffs or bust. And it was bust. They fired their head coach. That part busted. CU's doing the same thing. You know, hiring Deion Sanders was one thing. But now adding everything so fast. Dude, Angel, I heard that he has his own media people. Like, they're the ones that cover and confirm whether he can be interviewed by local media and everything. Like, I don't know if that's true, but I'm just hearing he's doing things completely different than anybody else. I mean, our guy Mark Johnson didn't say anything bad about him, of course. He just said, hey, we're not getting Deion on to talk about his recruits or anything just yet like we normally do. And I was like, why? And he didn't really say anything. But again, it's just another unique thing that Coach Prime is doing that's completely different than anything we've ever seen.
Right, it's him. It's a very smart thing for him to do, to film everything, to have a film crew, to be posting on social media all the time, because it's exposure. And in the world of NIL, which it is now, you have to get exposed. And these kids, they see Deion Sanders, they see Prime. That's a big name. I know CU as a program hasn't been successful, but Prime is bringing so much hype there. I can go there and get exposure and get a big NIL deal, and you know, sponsorships on social media and all kinds of stuff that these kids are trying to go after, maybe more so than football.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You said, Chris, maybe there's another Antonio Gates out there getting sick of CU's own Hard Knocks version. I think Buffs fans are going to continue to eat this up until they got nothing left to feed you. I mean, I've seen it on social media. Buffs fans love it. Coach Bruce Dick, he's our guy. We love him. Mr. 700 plus. But he's a big primetime guy. And I mean, I would be too. I'm not a diehard fan of CU. I think this is a great thing. I think it is. It's highly entertaining. It's unlike anything we've ever seen. It makes me happy because I'm a media guy, and it's a heck of a story to be able to follow and talk about. But outside of being a Buffs fan or a neutral party kind of like me, I think people are sick of it. I do. I think I'm up here in Fort Collins, man. I don't think a lot of people like this whole Deion Sanders talk at all. I don't think they would even acknowledge that it's good for the state. Because if you're drawing attention to CU, aren't you ultimately, some of that light's going to shine over and spill over into Fort Collins? Wouldn't you imagine? It's just drawing attention to the state.
Yeah, I would think so. I think just it's going to draw attention here nationally. And, you know, maybe because for the first couple of weeks, CU is going to be all over the place in terms of ESPN, college football, everywhere. And for CSU, if you want to use that week 3 or week 2 game to try to, you know, go out and put and shock the world almost, because I don't think anyone would pick CSU to win that game. So go out and shock the world and get some eyes turning up at Fort Collins and say, hey, Jay Norvell's doing some stuff up there as well.
First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I just got this from my guy, and we'll absolutely mention this. Ryan, my friend Ryan Hicks, Renaissance Insurance, big supporter of the Dalen Coons Show. And I saw this earlier from District 6 as well, but I wanted to shout out because I know Ryan. He's my guy. His kiddo, Kaysen Hicks, senior, basketball and golf, Frontier Academy, was named a D6 Athlete of the Week. I just got this. Is a shout-out, man. Yes, absolutely. They said here he's a leader on the team and involved in his school. He's been a part of the school's leadership athletic council for 2 years and is involved in other clubs at the school as well. He's been a part of their Toys for Tots basketball drive, helping collect basketballs to give to kids in the local area. That's awesome. He also volunteered his time to fill orders at the Toys for Tots building last Christmas. Kaysen, congratulations to you, my friend. District 6 Athlete of the Week. You know, Hooligans, if you guys want shout-outs like that once in a while, that's one thing we don't do enough of. I want to recognize these kids. These kids doing big things in our community, not just on the field and the court and the golf course, but off the field and the court and the golf course as well. Angel, 1240 the time. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live and on location today out at Crazy Carl's Pizza, the one off of Timberline. Stop by and say hi to us. Man, you cannot go wrong with the pizza here. It is the best. I just can't decide what I'm going to do here. The wings look good, too. But you can't be at Crazy Carl's Pizza and not do pizza. My wife's already texting me the order, so I'll get her some, too. Angel, you want anything, man? I'll send you something. Send something your way.
I could really go for some wings right now.
Mm. Oh, yeah, dude. The wings are... Let me see here. Yeah, they have choice. They have tons of different sauces here. X-Hot, Hot, Mild, Teriyaki, Barbecue, Mango Habanero, Sweet Chili.
The hottest one you can give me.
The hottest one here? Okay, then it's got to be X-Hot, I would imagine.
And a large glass of milk.
And a large glass of milk to wash it off. So you're big. You go with the hot stuff. Really, really hot wings. That's you.
I can do hot wings. I won't do like a ton of them, but I'm not like I'm getting past that phase of I don't like spicy wings. But I can definitely eat some.
Oh man, I can. I like spicy, but I can't go too hot there because it burns the lips, and then I'm out. And then after a couple of bites, I can't drink anything. I can't eat anything, and it just tortures me, my friend. So I'm not in that category. I'm just not strong enough, I guess. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Okay, something I was thinking about. Yesterday we were talking about Russell Wilson and the rumor that he called Sean Payton. Whether we know that was told, whether Greg Penner or George Payton gave him the green light to do that, or if he just did it on his own. How do you feel if you're Dan Quinn? And Evereaux and Jim Caldwell. I mean, is Russell calling all of those guys, especially Evereaux, who's on your own roster? Do you think Russ – we didn't hear any other reports that Russ was calling anybody else. Now, again, we got this from a firsthand account from Colin Cowherd, who said he had dinner with Sean Payton. But do you think he's called anybody else?
It's interesting that we haven't heard anything about this. I know none of these other coaches don't have a buddy-buddy relationship with Cowherd, so they can just get whatever they're doing out to the public. And Dan Quinn, he's got a pretty big game to be preparing for. I know he's got an interview today, but I think his mind may be elsewhere at the moment.
Yeah, that's true. If Russ is calling, I'm guessing Dan's going to ignore that one. I was just thinking, like, if another guy starts to get to move up, and it does sound like Sean Payton's their favorite, but if another guy starts to pull in closer and maybe get above him, and then they get hired, and it's like, hey, Russ, why didn't you call me? You know, I just wonder. It's just another Russism thing. I don't have the biggest issue in the world with it as I kind of did yesterday. Just kind of taking a step back. But it's just another thing, isn't it? Just another thing that is weird about Russell Wilson.
Do you think he would try to take credit for it? Like, the guy that called him and got him here.
Don't you think so? I mean, he calls him, and then Sean Payton, I could see him saying it in a subtle way.
You ever done anything dangerous?
Yeah, I could see him in a press conference going,
you know, it's great to have Sean Payton here. It's awesome. It's just, you know, I kind of had that sense that he was going to be here after I talked to him. And, you know, I really felt good about our conversation and him being here. Couldn't you see that being
that
the conversation? Kind of like
on.
The Heinies thing? Yeah, I think that's exactly what it would be. Just kind of a side thing, like when he did the Heinies. He didn't flat out come out and say, everybody was asleep while I was working hard.
Well, it's like the Wolverine said, blood. He'll just throw it out there as a joke, but he actually means it.
He actually kind of believes it. Or the Heinies thing, it's like, you know, I feel good. I was getting some stretches in, doing some Heinies while everybody else was conked out. You know, he says it in a nice way, but it's also kind of like, as you hear him say it, you're like, wait, that was not very cool. You just told everybody that you were working and we were sleeping. But that's Russ. That's what we're getting used to. So it's just another thing. Is that the worst thing in the world? No. But you just pair it with everything else. You add it with everything else. And it just, again, more of the same weird things. But it does sound like it might be Sean Payton, Angel. I don't know, man. It's our boy Tanner's going to be gloating and puffing his chest out in the next few weeks if this happens, because he's been predicting this and wanting this. I don't know if I'm going to say predicting this. He's been wanting this all along. And you know he's never going to let us hear the end of it.
No, he'll hold on to it and try to make us place a bet or something about them in the playoffs or Russell touchdown bathroom intercept ratio, whatever. But he'll probably be happy about this if they get Payton.
Oh, yeah, he absolutely wants him. Who do you guys want? Let us know. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I just blanked out here. I'm on remote, man. All things are different when you're out on remote. 888-530-0043. Eastside Chris says, maybe Rush should call Tommy Boy to sign with Vegas. Therefore, he wouldn't be the oldest QB in the AFC West. That's a good point. All right, let's take a quick break. 12:50 the time. We're going to wrap up hour number two already, busting into hour number three. We'll get into our picks. We got the NFL picks coming up in the final hour as well. And the questions I want to know, the answers to. Okay, you're talking about Sean Payton. You're talking about all these coaches. Well, what are you going to do to fix this team? We're not really talking about that much yet. But what are you going to do? What are the biggest holes that need to be fixed? This is The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from Crazy Carl's Pizza on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I know this will make you excited, Angel. It certainly has me excited. Aaron Gordon was asked if he's in the All-Star game, if he makes it in, would he do the dunk contest? And he said, yeah, I would do the dunk contest. How long has it been since he was in that? Was that like 4, 5, 6 years ago?
Yeah, it was right around when it was kind of him and Zach LaVine. I think he's still on the Bulls. They had gone back and forth in the dunk contest. LaVine had won 1 year, and then Gordon was challenging him the next year and probably should have won, but LaVine got the nod there, so he won it back-to-back. So maybe Gordon has a little unfinished business with the dunk contest.
You think he'll still – I mean, obviously I know he has the hops to just do dunks throughout the course of a game, but does he still have those kind of hops where he can do the crazy stuff that's expected with the dunk contest?
I think so. I think if you just put Jokic out on the court with him and just have Jokic pass the ball, he could probably do some crazy stuff.
Yeah, well, that would be cool. See, and then if you see Bones Highland in the three-point competition, you get Aaron Gordon and Nikola Jokic in the actual All-Star game, and then you get Gordon in the dunk competition. That's never happened in my lifetime, man, where you're getting – like, you got the two-time MVP. You're one of the top teams in the league right now, and then you got three guys participating in the All-Star weekend. That's got to be the most press, the most pub this team has ever had, certainly in my lifetime.
Now imagine taking all of that hype and putting it into a finals run. Oh, man.
You know, I was just talking, how cool would this be? Because Memphis is on a roll, too. How cool would it be? Western Conference Finals, Denver, Memphis. David Roddy playing a couple of games in Denver in the Western Conference Finals against this Nuggets team. How cool would that be?
Who are you rooting for in that matchup?
Oh, Nuggets for sure. David, I love you to death, man. He should have been a Nugget, but yeah, I root for David any other time, but yeah, not when it comes to the Nuggets, man. I got to stay loyal to the Mile High City. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Coming up in the final hour of the show, we'll get into our NFL playoff picks. And do you know where you're going yet with these? Do you have your picks set, Angel, or is it going to be a game time decision for you, or a showtime decision?
I'm going to say showtime on one game. The other three, I have no idea yet.
Okay, I'm kind of the same way, man. I'm not quite sure where I'm going with this thing. So we'll look at the picks on the other side. More on the Denver Broncos coaching search as well and what that really means going forward. I mean, you can get Sean Payton in here. You can get Dan Quinn in here. But the bottom line is you still have a lot of work to do to try to fix this team. You got to fix that offensive line. I heard Cowherd, and this is just, you know, major market guy talking about an individual market. He's like, oh, they got their one problem that they're going to fix is their O-line. He said something in that interview that I thought was interesting about Javonte Williams, and we'll talk about that on the other side. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.